Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
We welcome you back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks even more so when you call in and participate because you make the broadcast. Your calls, your help for other listeners, your questions about consumer tech are what Into Tomorrow is all about. 25 years now on the air covering the latest in consumer tech, and we're delighted to help you with your digital dilemmas anytime. And you can call in anytime. You don't have to wait till you hear the show. If you've got a question, comment, concern, help for other listeners, what have you, you can join us at your convenience. Call toll-free from anywhere in North America with a phone. It actually works still. It's the old-fashioned way, but it works. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or the best option is to use the audio option on the free, updated, new Into Tomorrow app. So just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, snag the app, and participate that way. And there's a whole bunch of other advantages to having the app as well. You'll see when you get it. Our next guest is with an all-in-one 3D data platform that enables anyone to turn a physical space into an immersive digital twin. And when our producers heard about that, we thought, well, that sounds fascinating. So what might we be able to do with that? Well, we're going to find out from the CMO of Matterport, Robin Daniels. Robin, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I am good, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. It sounds, from the description, fascinating. But can you better explain that than I did? Because I'm frankly not quite sure still what it is that you actually do.
Sure. So basically what it is, it allows you to use your phone or a 360 camera that you can buy on Amazon, for example, and use your phone to turn your space, your house, your room into a digital version that you can share with people online. You can share it on Facebook. You can share it on YouTube. You can share it in a private link if you want to. And you can, of course, use that then if you want to rent out your space. Let's say you want to do it on VRBO or Airbnb and so on. You can use it. Certainly, if you want to sell your home, when we have data that shows that homes with a 3D tour, for example, sell 20% faster and at 9% higher price than the listing price than homes that do not. But the idea is simple. You can use your phone and you can create a fully immersive 3D tour. It's not a panoramic image that you can take on your phone. It's a full 3D tour. You can actually walk through the rooms as if you were there. I just got a text last night from a friend of mine who lives in New York who said, I bought a home in Montana without ever stepping foot in that home because on the website they were using, which was Redfin, that home was listed with a 3D tour. And now what we're doing, since we announced Matterport for iPhone just last month in May, you can now do the same for your space, your room, your house, your basement, whatever you want to do, because you now can do it for free on your iPhone.
Well, and I think that now that you've explained it that way, that's actually fascinating. And especially if you are trying to sell a home or buy one, you'd hope that folks would use 3D rendering at that point. And if you could get more money for a home, that's, or just the fact that you could sell it faster. I mean, I recently sold a home and I'm thinking, boy, that would have been handy. I probably could have gotten a few more bucks for it if I had it posted that way and more people could see and react to it. So maybe that's another advantage right there.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we are partnering with, we work with all the major real estate firms in the U.S., including, of course, Remax, Realtor.com, Redfin, Sotheby's, you name it, that we partner with most of them, and we're expanding really rapidly. And even in the pandemic, what we're seeing is more and more, of course, real estate firms are going to 3D tours because it allows people to really, you know, go through a house. You can measure it. You can tag it. You can insert different information so you could say, oh, this new countertop was installed last year. The chimney here was serviced about 3 years ago. So you can put in informational text that saves you a lot of time. But, of course, you can also use it for fun purposes. I'll tell you, last week was my son's 14th birthday, and, of course, we couldn't have a birthday party because of social distancing. So what we did is here, we created a virtual escape room, and it was 10 kids who came together all over Zoom, and then we did a virtual escape room using Matterport. So the kids all got together. They had to solve clues in the house. They would walk through the house. And once they got the clues right, then we would unlock the next room for them, and they could go into the next room. And it was all done with Matterport. So it doesn't have to be just for commercial reasons. You could also use it for fun. You could use it for letting people into your space, having fun with your kids, you name it.
And that's great. I mean, I like that whole concept about, the whole, escape room idea, and letting kids have some fun with it, or adults for that matter. I mean, you could do the same.
That's right.
But I also can't help, Robin, maybe it's the former police officer in me that is also a little bit concerned, but you want to be cautious about where this goes. Because now, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, a 3D picture must be worth 1,000,000 words or something. And I think that's terrific. But do you want to give someone that you may not have control over a complete tour of the inside of your home? That could be, if it's not used properly, could be dangerous, no?
It's a great question. And we take privacy super seriously because it's not an uncommon question that we get. So when you share something with someone, even if it's your family or if you share it more widely on social media, you can mask, of course, the address and the location specifics of that. Not only can you do that, we also have a feature that lets you blur faces. So, for example, if I'm doing a tour of my house and I have pictures on the wall, you could blur the faces of those pictures because you don't necessarily want to give that away. So we think a lot about it. You're absolutely right. Privacy is super important. And especially as this is going more mainstream, we want to make sure that you don't give away the characteristics of your personal family or necessarily the address of where you're staying and so on, because that would not be good.
Okay. But I do absolutely see the advantages, not only, as you mentioned, for fun, but the virtual tours for real estate and an Airbnb scenario, that kind of thing. It just makes so much more sense, especially if it's like an Airbnb thing. It's a sight unseen and you're taking a chance, and hopefully the pictures are nice. But my gosh, if you can actually walk around the house virtually,
then that
makes so much more sense. I'm getting a note from Chris in the control room. Can I use it to give people a tour of my garden? And I wonder, why couldn't you, right? If it would work inside,
absolutely,
I guess it would work outside too.
Huh? It just uses the camera on your phone. And of course, the newer the phone you have, the better the quality is going to be. But we work with iPhones 6 Plus and above. But if you have an iPhone 11, of course, the quality of that phone is going to be much higher. But yeah, you can do it inside. You can do it outside. We have a lot of people actually who've now, since we launched this last month, taken tours and done scans of some of these things that are happening in the world, monuments and galleries and museums that are both inside and outside a lot of times. And it's been super fascinating to watch. And it's a way of letting the world come closer to you. So, for example, we launched a site called DestinationEverywhere.world. So it's DestinationEverywhere.world, where we have just been posting a lot of great museums, tours of different places you could go, because we are all in lockdown and we're kind of missing seeing the world for ourselves. So you can go to a museum in Italy or in Sydney, Australia, if you want. You can go see homes in different locations in the world. Very, very fascinating.
And that's great to see museums and statues and pictures before they're removed. And maybe that's another good thing to be able to at least get in there. Now, what if I'm not an iPhoney? I'm an Android. Is there any hope for me to be able to use Matterport?
It's a great question, and I'm happy to say that we're working on it. I'm sad to say it's not there today. So today it's only iOS, so you have to have an iPhone or an iPad.
Well,
but we are working on an Android device that'll come out later this year.
Okay. Well, what was the inspiration, Robin, overall, before you actually launched Matterport for iPhone at the moment, at least?
We always wanted to be the leader in 3D, and we've been selling a high-end 3D camera for many years and provided the software. But of course, it meant that you had to have this camera yourself in order to do it, and which made for a lot of people, it's very prohibitive to be able to actually go and do a 3D scan of your home or your space and so on. And so by unlocking a billion iPhones, you know, and maybe billions of Android devices, we enable anyone to be able to do this anywhere, either for commercial reasons, like you want to rent out your space or sell it, but also for more personal reasons, to share with your friends and family. I think we're all looking for connections to each other, and bringing each other into each other's spaces is a really great way of doing that.
And I like how you refer to it as your digital twin, because that's kind of unique, and it puts it in the right perspective. You know, it's a twin of your garden or your home or, you know, your whatever the case is that you're trying to use it for. And I can see where that can help drive the point home. Is there a cost involved?
There is no cost if you want to try it out and use it. You can get one space for free for life, so you can just sign up. If you want to have more than one space, let's say you have three homes that you're trying to rent out, then we start charging. It costs $10 a month for up to five spaces. But if you just want one, it's free.
Okay, and that's good. And you may find that it's so handy or so much fun or what have you that you end up subscribing, if you will, or you know, getting more spaces, as you call it. Robin, do me a huge favor and hold on for just a moment. There's so much more I want to get into. This is fascinating. If you'll hold on, we'll take a quick break, come right back, and continue our discussions with the Chief Marketing Officer with Matterport at Matterport.com. I'm Dave Graveline on Into Tomorrow.